It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
All right, it's Beer 30 time. We've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Of course, their podcast is on Google Play and iTunes. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Good morning, Danny.
It is good to be here.
It is.
With this frosty beverage in my hand.
So we'll start by giving Adam props. Adam works over at Third Street Ale Works, and he brought this by as a gift, a listener of the show. And I thought maybe we should try it here with our Beer 30 compadres.
So well, thank you for thinking of us. Nothing is more impressive than a 32-ounce can of craft beer, in my opinion.
Isn't that
amazing? Thing's a home wrecker. That thing is huge.
The old two-hander.
According to the can, it says it's a wet hop Citra beer. So when you get wet hop, you know, people hear about different parts of the beer, whether it's a dry hopped, wet hopped. You know, hopping of the beer itself happens at a couple different stages. You use certain hops for aromatics, other hops for bitterness. In this case, when you have a wet hop or what's considered a fresh hop, so it hasn't been dried out yet, you get a lot of the lupulin, which is the essentially the oils off of the hop. Super bright and super upfront flavors. It's the freshest the hop can be. There's a couple of breweries that do something very similar. One down in Petaluma does one as well. It's coming out soon. Their wet hop beers are very popular. They are, like you said, it gets you everything. It's really, really intense flavors. We'll go through the AATMF, and again, we mentioned this before, and if this is your first time listening, AATMF is a quick acronym we use for 5 points of description of the beer. You're looking for appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. Those things, and the best part about it is that you could describe something, and even as simple as hot dog water, as a descriptor, and you can't be wrong. That's the best part about
this.
That
is the best part.
Is that literally, it's all subjective. No one can tell you what you taste and don't taste in something. So, if you taste hot dog water, so be it. Maybe you don't make fun of someone on Facebook for it. I don't know.
I think you're referring to your description last week.
Yes,
hot dog water.
Yes, I used hot dog water to describe a beer.
But I don't know that. I actually think it was quite helpful because I think people perhaps were thinking, yeah, I definitely don't want that.
Here's the thing. There's two people in this world. Uh-huh. Two kinds of people. Some people have tried hot dog water, and some people have not.
Right.
I am one of those people that have.
I see. All right.
So, go ahead and tie it in here, fellas.
Yeah. Good luck. Make this all make sense. Go.
Appearance-wise, it's very, very cloudy. It's got like a sort of an orangey haze to it. You're not seeing all the way through this. Let some of the light through. I believe that's called translucent.
Yes.
Not completely transparent. Decent lacing, good head retention. There's a lot of bubbles in this, which considering how rich and how thick it looks, that's pretty good. As you kind of look in the glass, you can see them coming up almost like champagne bubbles, kind of, which I think is cool.
Well, it helps, too. This is only canned 3 or 4 days ago, so that's a big factor as far as retention of the carbonation and just the overall freshness of the beer. Generally, you're not going to put wet hop beer into something that you're going to plan on sitting and resting for a while.
Right.
The idea is that, especially, you will get severe drop-off in flavor and intensity the longer you rest this beer. Unlike a stout or something that's barrel aged, you can let it sit under your stairs or in your cellar or, I don't know, wherever you store your beer. You can put it anywhere and let it rest for a while and lay down and kind of like wine, let it smooth out. But this beer you want to drink right away.
I like to store beer in my tummy. When I take a big whiff of this beer, the thing that really sticks out, it's a word that we said on the podcast and I don't really like. I wish it would go away, but it is very accurate. It does smell fairly dank to me. I get a little bit of like mild passion fruit in this. And I think that really speaks to the wet hop, kind of to your point about this is the freshest, brightest that you're going to be able to get a beer like this. And there is a good, strong passion fruit, which I do dig about the nose on this beer.
Yeah, it's funny. I get the fruit on the nose. I don't get a ton of the dankiness and hopness out of the aroma. I do get that in the taste and the mouthfeel. Like, as soon as you take a sip, I mean, it is very intense, very flavorful, and everything you just described kind of hits you all at once. But it's really refreshing. I give them that. This is unlike any beer I've ever had from them, and I'm really impressed.
I'm not smelling a whole lot when you first smell it, like you were just saying. And then the taste is like, it gets you right away.
Right.
The taste is a lot stronger than what you're smelling.
Correct.
For sure.
And that's just it shows a good subtle hand.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, and that's probably what the brewer intended, is it's not something that they wanted to knock your socks off front to back. But this is just like a good book. You know, you're going to open it up, you're going to start off slow, really get a really good flavor, then have a strong finish.
Reading. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I say book, I meant magazines.
Okay.
Right. Periodicals.
And by that, you meant websites.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Huffington Post, clickbait, top 10.
BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Love the finish on this. There's a dryness to it. The carbonation helps it hold up. The bitterness lingers a little bit in a way that makes me want to go right back in for another sip.
So Third Street Ale Works Wet Hop American Citra. We're all apparently very excited and giving thumbs up. Is that what
Absolutely.
We're saying?
Absolutely. Thumbs up.
Look at those thumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, nice work. And thanks again to Adam who dropped by. You can go ahead and check out this review if you've missed any of the magic, or past reviews on 977theriver.com. And of course, their podcast is on Google Play, iTunes. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter. It's called Sports Meets Beer. Brett and Ben, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Danny.
The beer is in my tummy.